Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Tuesday, July the 24th, 2018, and this is The Daily. Fortnite fans, the playground mode in Fortnite will officially return on July the 25th. This comes along with the 5.10 patch, which changes the countdown timers to display more information, removes the static noise when switching tabs, and implements some bug fixes. You can check out the official patch notes at epicgames.com. The CEO of Take-Two Interactive, Strauss Zelnick, spoke with GameIndustry.biz, stating that more products would be coming to the Nintendo Switch as they found success in their releases so far. They're considered to be the third largest publicly traded game company behind Activision Blizzard and EA. They currently own 2K and Rockstar Games. Their upcoming releases include NBA 2K19, a remake of the Nintendo Wii's Carnival Games, and, just announced, NBA 2K Playgrounds 2, which is a sequel to the original NBA Playgrounds game, which is now published by 2K Games. So what else can we expect from them? People may think that Red Dead and GTA may be a possibility, but I'm thinking more along the lines of seeing what games they created for the Wii, which means most likely sports games and kids games. We'll see. Yesterday, we spoke of a Joy-Con with a D-pad from Hori. Well, Hori is not done yet with trying to get your money. They've recently announced Mario, Zelda, and Pikachu-themed GameCube controllers. If you're familiar with the themed GameCube controllers they made for the Wii U, my assumption is they will look and feel the same. The only difference is that they'll be USB-wired controllers for the Switch, which can be seen as a good or a bad thing. If you're using a GameCube adapter, you won't have room for USB controllers. But if you don't have the adapter, you can use these, but not for four players, because you don't have enough USB ports. So, you'll need some more USB ports. Anyway, if you ask me, I think we need some wireless WaveBird options. Who's with me on that? In any case, these controllers release in October in Japan, but I'm thinking they'll more than likely come to the States. Niantic is now encouraging people to start trading with the implementation of Lucky Pokemon in Pokemon Go. If you trade with a partner, there's a chance that it'll become a Lucky Pokemon, which means they'll require less Stardust to power up. You'll know if they're lucky from their sparkly appearance. The longer a Pokemon has been in storage, the more likely they'll become lucky when traded. Now, random fact, I still have my starter Squirtle from when I first played the game. I assume that it's guaranteed to be lucky if I trade it, right? So, who out there wants a 55 CP lucky Squirtle? Get at me. And Tuesday means we are going to talk new releases. There are 16 brand new games coming out this week, and we're going to highlight a few, starting with the Mega Man X Legacy Collection 1 and 2. Mega Man is one of my favorite action platformers ever, and you can play all 8 X games in the series with both collections. It's out right now, and you can purchase both physically for $39.99 or digitally at $19.99 each. There's also Go Vacation from Bandai Namco. It's a minigame compilation with over 50 co-op and competitive activities up to 4 players. Originally created for the Wii, it's been remade with upgraded graphics for the Switch. It's available on July 27th and can be purchased physically or on the eShop for $49.99. Then there's Hello Neighbor, a first-person stealth horror game about sneaking into your neighbor's house. And if you think you found an easy way to get in, well, think again, because the AI learns your every move every time you play. It's tense, but family-friendly. It'll be released on July the 27th in physical form and on the eShop for $39.99. And then there's Semblance, which is a minimalist indie platformer in a soft world where you can deform platforms and also deform yourself. Squish, bounce, and transform the world to solve your problems. It's on the eShop for $8.99. And finally, Banner Saga 3, which was announced on the Nindy Showcase. It's the final chapter of the Viking Tactical RPG trilogy that continues where you left off from the previous iterations. It's available on the eShop on July 26th for $24.99. And that's 5 games out of the 16 this week. To find out more about any of these games, check the eShop on your Nintendo console or go to nintendo.com/games. And that's all for today. Shouts to, for the love of pixels, Shaco Mako, and games, games, and more games, for recently favoriting this podcast on Anchor. Anyone out there been playing Octopath Traveler recently? I'm only about 6 to 7 hours in, but I'm absolutely loving it. It really does take me back to the time that I first discovered JRPGs on the Super Nintendo. The music and the visuals completely have me. Well, what do you guys think? Or maybe you guys have been playing something else. Feel free to share it with me by sending me a voice message on the Anchor app. Or, if you aren't up to sharing your voice, you can share your words through Twitter. I'm at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.